What's the news?
We've got an invitation from Mr. Goodwill.
Who's he?
He's from the Great Britain-Russia Association. Here's the invitation. The Great Britain-Russia Association requests the pleasure of your company at the press conference on November the 24th, 7 p.m, House of Friendship, Congress Hall. RSVP.
Press conference? What shall we do there?
I've just spoken to Mr. Goodwill on the phone. He asked if we could take part in it. He said there'd be students and teachers from Moscow University. He wanted to know if we had enjoyed our stay in Moscow. He also wondered if we could show any slides or any photos. And he warned us to be ready for interviews, just in case. He was sure everybody would be pleased to meet the UNESCO group.
And what did you say?
I said I'd have a word with you and let him know tomorrow morning.
I suggest we accept the invitation.
At the press conference, Mr. Goodwill, the chairman, addresses the audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Great Britain-Russia Association, it is my honour and duty to declare the conference open. International scientific and cultural cooperation improves understanding between peoples. It helps exchange knowledge. It serves the cause of peace. I think we should create a friendly atmosphere and give the floor to our guests. Who is the first to give a talk?
Our journalist recorded some of the questions that were asked of the group.
How long have you been in Moscow?
Have you been sightseeing?
What interesting shows have you seen?
Have you learnt anything new?
Have you made many friends?
Which of your contacts have you found most useful and pleasant?
Does your company do business with Moscow firms?
Do you find this cooperation useful and promising?
Which of the days do you remember best of all, and why?
What would you recommend your friends to see in Moscow?
What impressed you most?
People, nature, and the arts. These are beyond compare.
Is there anything you regret?
There is something. Unfortunately, our stay in Moscow is coming to an end.
It's a pity we have to leave and to part.
At the farewell party.
Make yourselves at home. Help yourselves, please.
Goodness me, how time flies.
Have you booked your tickets yet?
I've reserved seats on the plane leaving for New York at 6:15, flight TU-538.
So you're leaving the day after tomorrow?
I'm having a very important appointment at the embassy tomorrow morning.
I wouldn't mind having a return ticket.
You'll soon forget everything. As they say, out of sight, out of mind.
Cheer up, that's life.
It's been nice knowing each other, and we are parting the best of friends.
And we appreciate everything we have learnt here.
How did you find the gala night at the Bolshoi yesterday?
It was marvellous. I admired everything, the scenery, orchestra and staging. The performance was warmly received by the audience. There were a lot of encores. We're so much obliged to you, Mr. Berg.
I'm afraid this time I don't deserve your thanks. I must confess, we've got the tickets thanks to our hospitable hosts.
I'm not much of a theatre goer, but if I could, I'd see all the ballet performances at the Bolshoi.
I've had a look at the entertainment section of the newspapers. They offer musicals, variety shows, recitals, as well as operas and dramas.
I envy Muscovites. They've got so many opportunities to entertain themselves and develop their abilities.
I wonder where our actress could be.
Shirley won't be with us. Here's a letter from her. She told me to open it at exactly 9 p.m.
What's the time?
Well, it's just the time to read the letter.
Dear Wesley, I'm far away now, in Edinburgh. At last, by a good chance, I've been invited to try the role of Mary Stuart. I had no time to say goodbye to you all. I hope you will forgive me. You will understand, I couldn't refuse the offer. I've been dreaming of it all my life. You remember once when we talked about Robert Burns? To keep you company, here's a recording of the song with his words for you. Let me propose a toast to our friendship. Good luck to you all. Have a good journey. Looking forward to seeing you all again one day. Sincerely yours, Shirley. P.S. Dear Wesley, I'll get in touch with you as soon as I'm through with the